The Bert Show.
Technology has made it so easy to cheat if you are a student. But are you just using what's available to you? Or is it really cheating?
So I came across this article that was about parents who were upset that their son was getting punished for using AI. And they were like, no, he didn't use it wrong. And they are fighting the school over everything AI.
Jennifer and Dale Harris say Hingham High School teachers, administrators, and the school district have unfairly punished their son after he used AI on a history paper. They say the high school handbook never mentioned AI until this incident with their son, only adding this language this year.
They basically punished him for a rule that doesn't exist.
School teacher Dale and writer Jennifer know the debate around AI. In their lawsuit, they say he only used it as a tool to research, not to write the paper.
He got a perfect score on the ACTs, and he's looking to go to Stanford or MIT or some of the top schools, and he's missed the opportunity already for rolling admissions.
Their lawyer says this case shows there should be policies around using AI in schools.
There's a wide gulf of information out there that says AI isn't plagiarism.
Until then, this family wants the school to change course.
Now, in their legal filing, the school says that they do have policies regulating the use of AI and have spoken to students about how and when to use it.
Now, Kristen sent this story to us a couple of days ago, and the timing of it is impeccable in my life because I just got this email literally yesterday from the school district that says, I've noticed that many students are using AI and other apps to solve math problems and generate answers for quiz and test questions. This is not permitted and is a violation of the student code of conduct. Students are also copying and pasting quiz problems into web searches to look up answers online. So it's rampant.
Yeah, and I mean, I know it's got to be. Technology is incredible, but at the same time makes life more difficult in some aspects. And I'm sure for teachers, AI is making life more difficult when you're trying to differentiate between like, okay, did you just use the computer to do research or did you actually have the computer write your paper for you?
So it's so interesting how this whole technology is advancing so quickly. And I'm not necessarily a fan of it. I just know it's not going away, so I'm trying to embrace it. But there are now AI apps that you can use to check AI.
Wait,
so,
what?
Yeah. So teachers are starting to use these now. So they will run the papers from their students through this particular app. So AI is checking AI. and it's saying that, hey, this is 75%. This is 83% AI.
Wow, this is like AI inception. My brain is melting.
I mean, if the school outlaws it, then obviously it's wrong. But it does make me wonder if, like, the same way we have to evolve, if the schools should evolve because it's not going anywhere. And, like, maybe you should allow students to use it as a tool. I see why you wouldn't, but I mean, it's not going anywhere.
Right. Here's what I want to know. So if he wrote the paper himself, but he didn't have AI write it,
yeah,
he must have written it either A, really well to where it looked like AI, or B, he used so much of the AI in the paper that it was you couldn't differentiate it between AI and not AI. So I like want to side with him because like, if it's technically not a rule, he technically didn't break the rule. But at the end of the day, like if somebody else wrote the paper, whether it be a robot or a person, it's not your work.
It screamed to me, like listening to the story, that the teachers didn't want to get showed up from a kid who had a perfect score on an ACT. Like this kid had a perfect score on his ACT. He wants to go to Stanford. He wants to go to MIT. And so he found a way around the system, right? And now the teachers are looking back and going, yeah, no, you can't do that. But he's like, you know, but the parents are like, that wasn't a rule. Like, yeah. You're literally punishing him because he was smarter than the rules.
Do you reward the, I don't even want to use the word ingenuity or creativity behind it, even though the spirit of it is clearly cheating? Yeah, the law is not in place yet, but clearly, ethically, when you're doing that, it's wrong.
I don't think you reward it, but I don't think you punish it because he played by the rules. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can argue everyone could recognize that it's not right. But this is how great, I mean, I would argue, honestly, thinking outside the box is how great strides are made in humanity. And honestly, not from the ethics side, but that's what I would expect of someone going to MIT or Harvard to mm-hmm. look at the rules and be like, how can I get around them to achieve my end result? Is it totally ethical? No. Are we talking about a high school student? Yes, there's a lot that he can learn.
Yeah, I can't disagree with it. But if I'm the principal, I'm probably starting to put in place rules now because it is the Wild Wild West out there. Mm-hmm. It's a Wild Wild West online on what you can sue and what you can't sue. And AI now is the Wild Wild West. But it's also new that the laws haven't been established yet.
If anything, I feel like they shouldn't be able to use it because we ain't have it and I'm hating.
I know. I would love to have been a student today.
I wish.
Would have made it really, really nice.
It was so hard to cheat in our day.
Yeah, we only had to use calculators.
You kids have it so good these days. It's so easy to cheat.
The Burt Show.